Thousands of New Brunswickers are joining the call to outlaw glyphosate applications in their province. Glyphosate, recently determined to be a probable human carcinogen by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, is currently sprayed on everything from front lawns to potatoes to blueberry crops. But it is the widespread application in forestry use that has so far gained the most traction as an issue in the province. Outdoor enthusiasts are beginning to draw the link between glyphosate applications, which are used to select for softwood trees, and the dwindling wildlife populations in the woods, most notably the white-tailed deer populations. Big-time forestry interests in the province, which include J.D. Irving, as well as New Brunswick Power, appear to be the prime targets of the anti-glyphosate campaign. It's a smart move, because eliminating glyphosate applications from the forestry industry would almost immediately create much-needed jobs in the province, as human labor would be needed to replace intensive chemical usage. In this interview, I speak with Mathieu Vianneau, one of the administrators of the 12,000-member-strong Facebook group Stop Spraying in New Brunswick. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. So if I could just get you to introduce yourself first.
Mathieu Vianneau. I'm one of the founders of Stop Spraying New Brunswick. I'm living in St. Anne de Kent, New Brunswick.
Now, what are your concerns about glyphosate applications in New Brunswick?
Well, one of our main concerns is the deer habitat and deer food. Our population of deer are going down every year, and our former biologists and government officials and are talking about deer drops and the deer population going down because of the glyphosate spraying, the clear cuts, and all of the above, so the forestry plan itself. So that's one of our concerns, and the second concern is the glyphosate itself is a known possible carcinogenic product by the International Cancer Institute. Cancer in New Brunswick is at an all-time high. We're the second largest cancer rate in Canada after Newfoundland. We know what the problem is. The forestry is spraying us all over. NB Power is spraying over double what forestry is spraying. Now we got the agricultural side. We have the blueberries. We have all of the above spraying this stuff to New Brunswick. Does New Brunswick really know how much is being sprayed? Who's paying for it? And what the health risks are. That's our main concerns right now of the group.
What kind of actions has the group been taking so far?
Right now we're right under 12,000 members. We were 400 members all since last year. We started this group last year. We were 400 members. We gained a lot of popularity. We knew when the hunters, I'm a hunter myself, and we realized when the hunters hit the woods and realized that the deer population is at an all-time low. All the animals in the woods, there's no more grouse, there's no more rabbits, there's no more nothing in the woods. We knew that the popularity of the group would go up and rise, and that's what we're doing right now. It's rising, and we're uniting together. So right now, we're uniting everyone together. For the last 25 years, those big groups through New Brunswick, a lot of small groups, and all we did, we were uniting all the groups through New Brunswick. We're gathering, we're looking to all the province and all the little rural areas to find these groups, to find the people that are concerned about this concern at heart. We're asking them to inform family members, to inform the public, to contact their local groups, to contact their MLAs. So that's our main concern right now, is to inform the uninformed right now at the Gather Support. That's our main concern, and things have been growing since the last 2 months. We have gathered over 11,000 people in our group. That's one a large group for Facebook. I know it's only on Facebook, but one person on Facebook can represent a whole family. So I'm speaking on the behalf of my children and my spouse. So we're maybe just one person, but we're more than that, and we're popularity is gaining. We now have a few MLAs that we have gotten on our site. We have two MLAs that we have had signed our petition itself. We have two more that might sign. We are trying to lobby them for support. They are planning to come on our next meetings about the glyphosate spraying itself. So try to explain to them what our concerns are, and that's our main goal right now, is to inform and to gather support.
Talk about this petition that you just mentioned. How big has this petition gotten, and what is the wording of it?
Well, the petition itself, we've been trying to get this petition on the roll for the last few months. So we were trying to gather support throughout the province, and when we started contacting people throughout the province, we have noticed that people had their own initiatives already started in their own towns. So all we had to do is try to gather these groups and contact these groups and make them a part of our group. And when we contacted the group in Kedgwick had surpassed everyone and already started their own petition and already lobbied their MLAs and everyone tried to gather support. So when we contacted Kedgwick already had 1,100 names gathered in the first month. So we contacted Kedgwick and we decided to use this to launch our campaign. So we launched the campaign and we dropped 1,100 names the first day. At the legislature, we handed over the petition to David Cohen. We released the PDF throughout the province, and this is how we released the first day. So the first day, we already had 1,100 names, and people have been sending in petitions. So we don't have an exact number on how many we have yet, but we're gathering names. And the first day, we already had 1,200 names. We had 1,100, we gathered 100 just at the site itself, at the release itself. So we had 1,200 names the first day of the petition, and we have been doing this for the last month and a half. We still got another month and a half to go. We have contacted bid stores, we have contacted a lot of establishments, a lot of people and volunteers have been asking us for the petition itself to do door to door. So this is really going well. We've got a lot of people that are taking this to heart, and they're collecting names. A lot of people that are busy, but a lot of retired people have taken this home and bringing this all over the province, informing everyone. So this is it's a big project, and we know we're not going to win this battle overnight, but if we can inform everyone and gather support, this war isn't over, and we're just going to lobby for support and try to grow this bigger.
Is your group planning to take banning glyphosate applications in New Brunswick step by step? And if so, is the first step to go after forestry applications?
Our first step is going after forestry and NB Power applications. So our first step, everyone is naming names, and we're talking about JDI, and we're talking about, so JDI itself, I'm anti-corporation, and I'm against the current forestry plan, but our government are the one letting these companies and letting these corporations get away. So I mean, the companies are greedy itself. The companies will do anything they can do for the bottom dollar, right? So they'll do anything. They'll cut every corner. Our government officials, the ones that we pay, the ones that we elect, are the ones letting these people do whatever they want. So the goal is right now is to lobby your politicians to stop the spraying in our forestry division and stop the mono plantations, stop the clear cuts, stop the forestry giveaway, and we would also like to change their current practices for NB Power. I mean, if the forestry can upgrade and change its practices and make 1,000 jobs out of stop spraying just in the forestry division, NB Power sprays over double what the forestry division sprays. So if they can create 1,000 for forestry, another 2,000 for NB Power itself, we're talking about 3,000 jobs. I mean, yes, this costs money for the province. Yes, the province is going to have to pay out some money that maybe we don't have at the moment, but this is an investment for New Brunswick. This is an investment for our future, and this is a sustainable management of the forest. We're looking for job creations, and we're looking for a sustainable New Brunswick. New Brunswick, they could enhance jobs, create jobs that would, and later on, create money and income through taxes for the province itself, not give away to tax dodgers, people that have offshore accounts. So this is our main concern right now, is to stop the spraying in the forestry division and NB Power itself. First line of attack.
Now, if you could use this as a platform to speak to anyone in the Liberal Party currently in power, what would you tell them?
I would tell them ignorance is no longer accepted. You know who we are. You know our concerns. You know the health concerns related to this product. How long will you stay behind the Liberal Party and behind and toe the party line? This is an ongoing problem in New Brunswick. We have spoken about this many times before, not just our group, but many groups for the last years, the last decade has been spoken about this. Through social media, we have gathered support. We are continuing to gather support. The people that avoid us and that pretend we're not here, these are the people we're going to attack first. This is the people we're going to go for first. Mr. Boudreau did not acknowledge our group and claimed that our group does not speak for New Brunswick and does not speak as a group. We're not enough people. We're just a small group, and we don't represent the population. So we're going to show them that our group is getting larger by the day. Our first line of attack is we're going after Victor Boudreau. We want him to acknowledge us, and we want him to acknowledge our health concerns. The current Minister of Health that knows nothing about glyphosate, you're a good liar. You know the problem, and he claims that not to know anything about the glyphosate itself. Either he's not doing his job, or he's a bigger liar than we claim.
Now, worst case scenario, province just simply ignores you, and it's business as usual come application season. Can you predict how bad this might get? Are New Brunswickers simply going to stand by and watch another season go by of glyphosate application?
Actually, no. I've been in contact through this group. This is the funnest part of this group, is I get to meet all kinds of people. And I met people that have blocked these roads before, that have stopped the sprayers from spraying. I have spoken to people just yesterday, people that have been arrested, people that the cops, and these are everyday people. These are not protesters. These are not anti-anything. These are just pro-hunters, pro-nature, pro-environment. These are just regulated people. They could be your neighbor, they could be anyone. These people are ready to do anything to stop this spraying. So they're ready to stand in front of these trucks. They're ready to do anything in support. I mean, they're spraying poison on us. How long can we accept this before we actually get involved and get our hands dirty and stop them and protest and lobby for support? I mean, it's been too long coming. Just social media has just given us a branch just to extend and to contact everyone through New Brunswick and to gain support. People that thought they were alone for years talking about this product and talking about the ban can now join together to people throughout the whole province. So right now we are looking for any groups, anyone that's interested in helping out, anyone that has a concern about this, to just contact us and maybe get informed and find out what you can do.
Okay, Matthew, thank you very much for your time on this.
All right, well, thanks a lot.